Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 57 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Hallie Adams.
It's just a hilarious comedy about an egomaniac director.
The Moorhead Theatre Guild's newest play opens tonight.
The Commonwealth's governor released a new energy plan.
The Kentucky League of Cities is asking for local sales taxes.
The lieutenant governor is stepping down from a cabinet role.
Investigations into the death of a University of Kentucky student are ongoing.
In sports, MSU volleyball team is already on the court this afternoon.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 45 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Moorhead Theatre Guild will present a new play this weekend at the Rowan County Arts Center. The Radio Play Disaster is a comedy about a production of a science fiction radio masterpiece called Battle of the Planets. Director George McKee says the Guild had planned for a different play this October.
We were going to have to perform in masks, and I decided that maybe we should just go ahead and postpone that show and try to do that next October. And so we were searching for a comedy. And so we kicked around several ideas. We talked about doing a radio show. And so we came up with this script, the Radio Play Disaster.
The show will be performed tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. The show will also play October 29th, 30th, and 31st at the same times. Tickets are available at the door or by calling the Rowan County Arts Center.
Kentucky still relies heavily on coal, with 73% on the state's electricity coming from it, according to the latest data from the United States Energy Information Administration. Governor Andy Beshear released a new energy plan this week to diversify where Kentucky gets energy. Beshear did not include any specific goals to lower carbon emissions or battle climate change, but did discuss sustainability within Spectrum News.
These aren't things that are in conflict any longer, and we keep trying to make them. So when we talk about sustainability and we talk about having a broader portfolio, sure, we recognize climate change, but we know that there are new forces that are pushing us in directions that ultimately everybody should be able to agree on, because whether it's you like the new jobs or you like the having more forms of cleaner energy, it's important.
Beshear says the state will do all it can to help businesses seek out clean energy while making sure the lights stay on.
Appalachian families are calling on senators like Democrat Joe Manchin to support President Joe Biden's climate action plan. Manchin continues to oppose key elements of the Biden proposal to develop a carbon-free energy sector by 2035 and reach net zero emissions by 2050. Lucia Valentine of the group Moms for Clean Air Force met recently with the senator's staff. She says she believes the well-being of West Virginia's next generation depends on reducing the pollution from carbon emissions.
You know, we're in this moment and we have this opportunity for Manchin to really step up and support our nation and our state by allowing these investments.
One 2019 West Virginia University study found the Appalachian region could experience a 10 degree Fahrenheit jump in average temperature by the end of the century due to global warming.
The Kentucky League of Cities is asking lawmakers to consider proposing a bill that would write an amendment to the state's constitution to instate a local sales tax. Currently, Kentucky has a state sales and revenue tax, but not a local sales tax. At the state level, Kentuckians pay 6% of the goods they purchase. According to WSAZ, KLC President Brian Traugott says raising the state's gas tax rate would reflect the difference in cost to the National Highway Construction Index.
It's also time to update the state's outdated gas tax. We're currently the lowest of all the contiguous states. The average for Kentucky and our neighboring states is 36 cents a gallon. Kentucky sits at 26 cents.
No bills have currently been filed, but lawmakers are expected to do so before the General Assembly.
A state leader is choosing to step down from their cabinet secretary role. WMKY's Alyssa White has the story.
Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman announced she is leaving her second role as a cabinet secretary to focus more attention on economic development efforts. She worked with Governor Andy Beshear in 2019 and juggle dual roles as Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of the state's Education and Workforce Development Cabinet. According to WYMT, Mary Pat Regan will assume the role of Acting Secretary, while Coleman shifts exclusively to her duties as the state's number two elected official. The Democratic governor has said he will still keep Coleman as his running mate when they seek re-election in 2023. For WMKY News, I'm Melissa White.
Investigations continue in the death of Thomas Hazelwood, a University of Kentucky student who died on campus from presumed alcohol toxicity. Seven fraternities on UK's campus have been suspended since 2010, and all but one involved alcohol violations. Spokesperson Jay Blanton tells WKYT the Farmhouse fraternity is currently prohibited from hosting events while the police investigate.
Obviously, the young men are still living on campus and living in that house, but we have asked them or told them to not engage in activities right now while these investigations are ongoing. Everyone needs to be focused on what happened.
The university is asking anyone who knows what happened to call UK police.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling and the 5th Annual Howl at the Moon, 7 p.m. on Friday, October 29th. Halloween crafts, food, refreshments, and live music by Luna and David from Luna and the Mountain Jets. Food by Two Cousins Food and Catering, powered by LG&E and KU Foundation. Details online at grackentucky.org. Howl at the Moon at the Gateway Regional Arts Center, 7 p.m. on Friday, October 29th.
With warmer temperatures still happening in the Commonwealth, many animals are still active. According to Center of Disease Control and Prevention, each year up to 8,000 people are bitten by a venomous snake in the U.S. About five of those people die. Rachel Drown, a Zoo Knoxville reptilian expert, tells WYMT copperheads are not like rattlesnakes when it comes to warning.
They're kind of just remaining still on the ground, and then they might just do like a quick strike and nip you.
Officials advise if outside hiking or biking, make sure to stay on the trail and wear closed-toed shoes.
A new tool from the American Association of Retired Persons is designed to help veterans determine what health benefits they're eligible for. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has the story.
The Veterans Health Benefits Navigator has detailed health care information from the U.S. Department of Veterans Military TRICARE, Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance. The resource will also aid new caregivers when learning about the options available for their veteran. According to AARP data, around 24% of Kentucky's veterans have relied on the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs for health care, and about 7% are uninsured. Researchers estimate the cost of caring for post-9/11 veterans through medical care and disability benefits could reach up to $2.5 trillion by 2050. For more information about the tool, visit aarp.org. Vets Health Navigator. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
An Ashland man was indicted for killing his girlfriend. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
20-year-old Taylan Bensinger was indicted for murder, tampering with physical evidence, and first-degree wanton endangerment in connection with the shooting death of 24-year-old Angel Rowe. The murder charge was classified as an A-class felony, meaning Bensinger could spend 20 to 50 years in prison. His other charges are Class D felonies, punishable between 1 and 5 years in prison. The Daily Independent reported Judge John Vincent raised the full cash bond from $250,000 to $1 million. Bensinger is expected to be arraigned on his charges in circuit court within the coming weeks. The indictment happened less than 48 hours after he was booked at the Boyd County Detention Center. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Taking a look at the region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, partly sunny skies with a high near 60 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers in the late morning hours. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with a high near 73. Sunday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 57. And for your Monday, showers likely with a high near 70.
On our feature segment today, commentator Dr. John Modaff responds to correspondence.
An astounding amount of mail has piled up here at the studio, aka my garage, as listeners turn to non-traditional sources for explanations of this, that, and oh yes, the other thing. Let's get busy. Modef, no disrespect intended, but I accuse you of violence, as in silence is violence. You haven't said a single word about issues that matter, such as Katie Couric editing RBG's criticism of taking a knee, or how we give up freedom every time we drive. How weird it is that people who support unrestricted abortion also call a certain physical feature of birthing persons a baby bump, and perhaps most grievous, the big lie concerning electric vehicles, which, if you don't know, I'm not about to tell you, signed KS in Lyle, Illinois, a web listener. Well, dear KS, I'll fix that right now. Katie was just doing veteran legal titan and Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg a favor by helping her with the answer because the judge didn't understand the question. You know how old people are. Next, I have commented on driving. It was back in 1995. The point was that we do trust one another all of the time to respect the yellow line. Trust saves lives. Trust matters. As for baby bump, frankly, I always thought that sounded a bit too much like speed bump, which stirs up all sorts of deliciously nasty poetical and metaphorical horseplay. So let's just be consistent and call it a tissue bump. Problem solved. And finally, the biggest lie about electric vehicles is the lie that there is no big lie. Dear Dr. Modef, I'm torn between claiming my own identity, the identity I have felt in my body and my soul ever since I gained cognition and the language to express it. I am afraid of what will happen to me when I announce how I identify to my family, my neighbors, and my boss in particular, given the not yet official mandate forcing millions of employees to get vaccinated. You see, I feel vaccinated. I feel safe, and that I am naturally protected and have been since birth, despite others insisting that I cannot be so because of certain physical features. What can I do? Signed, Petey in Duke Coyne, Kentucky. Well, Petey, consider this option. When you are asked if you are vaccinated, say, yes, I identify as a vaccinated person. You will be drawing on the mountain of precedent that provides an individual has the right to claim an identity that has no overt physical correlation to the state of the body. I would love to hear the case against your right to so identify. Meantime, I'm getting my booster ASAP because I identify as a sane person. And now, some quick replies to save time. To Augie up in Phillips, Wisconsin, yes, you can burn used motor oil in a lamp, but why would you? To J.R., Bob, Cupy, and Bert, yes, no, definitely yes, and bacon grease is like Congress. It never goes bad, no matter how long it sits around.
Hell, you crazy.
I'm John Modef.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
It's 57 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Hallie Adams and Shamari Mosley, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Ethan Jenkins has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us at the end of your work week.
Moorhead State Volleyball's weekend is already underway, and there's some high school football set for later this evening. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ethan Jenkins. Owning the OVC's longest winning streak currently, Moorhead State Volleyball will take the bus northwest this weekend to battle Eastern Illinois in a pair of conference clashes. After dropping their opening two league matches to Austin Peay, the Eagles have reeled off seven straight victories to move into third place in the OVC standings with an 11-9 overall mark. The Panthers were looking solid with a 7-1 start, but have since lost 11 straight, including all nine OVC matchups. Associate head coach Kirsten Becker-McBride says she knows Eastern Illinois is hungry and won't be taking them lightly.
Playing at Eastern Illinois is always tough. They are still trying to figure themselves out a little bit, but they're getting better every weekend, and so we need to make sure that we go in recognizing that we still have a job to get done.
Moorhead State's first matchup with the Panthers is currently underway. They'll play again tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Members of the Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team will soon know who they'll be facing in the 16th region tournament next week. The team is coming off a win in the 61st District Championship game earlier this week, defeating Fleming County in three straight sets. With the discussions for the regional tournament set to take place today, Viking head coach Steve Walters says he hopes off days are incorporated into the schedule.
You know, there are a handful of us now that are actually utilizing opponents' films and doing some specific training to take on specific teams. It would be nice to at least have that built in, that if you've got the opportunity to advance, that you'd be able to use that. But they'll discuss it on Friday and come up with what they can, I guess.
The first round of the 16th Region Tournament will get underway Monday night. The Rowan County Senior High School football team returns to the gridiron tonight for the first time in 2 weeks. The Vikings will be on the road tonight to take on Boyd County. Tonight's contest is just one of two games left in the regular season. Head coach Kelly Ford says as he eyes upcoming tournament play, he can already see his guys will be in for a fight.
You got Bull that's really turned it on, Corbin, Jay, you know, Johnson Central, and that's the top three that just rings off the top of my head. But there's Franklin County. There's a lot of schools in there that really compete on the 4A side of it. And our whole goal and objective was to be a repeat district champion, get back to the regional championship game to, you know, get where the school hadn't been there since 1982.
Kickoff against the Lions in Ashland tonight is set for 7:30. Morehead State football is now in the thick of the Pioneer League race and finds itself at the top of the standings at 3-0. But this week's opponent is also right there at the peak. League unbeatens, the Eagles and the Marist Red Foxes will square off in upstate New York Saturday. MSU enters at 4-2 with three consecutive wins, while Marist is 3-2, also with three straight PFL victories. Head coach Rob Tenier says his guys can't be making the same mistakes he saw during last week's game against Butler.
We had a face mask penalty that, Butler would end up being like 2nd and 14 on their 4-yard line. You know, we gave them the ball almost at midfield because we had a face mask penalty. They didn't score that possession, but those are penalties like when teams are backed up, you don't want to give them any field to work with, you know, and then they change the field for us and makes it longer on offense.
Kickoff in Poughkeepsie, New York, tomorrow is set for noon. Morehead State Baseball is set to hold a special event over the weekend. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
With the Major League Baseball World Series coming up soon, the Morehead State Baseball team will be holding its own Fall World Series Friday through Sunday. Game times are Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 4 p.m., and Sunday at 11 a.m. Admission is free at Allen Field. The roster has been divided up into two squads, with each team's coaches drafting their sides. Team Sherman, led by senior pitcher John Sherman, will be coached by assistants Brady Ward and Chris Rose, along with Logan Goodnight. Team Backe, led by senior pitcher John Backe, will be coached by assistants Tyler Jackson and Ryan Lane, and player coach Will Grimmett. Morehead State is coming off a 24-23 season in 2021, and a top four finish in the Ohio Valley Conference under now third-year head coach Mick Aoki. The spring opens up in February with a series against Kennesaw State on the 18th. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Before heading into tournament play, the Eagles will take the field for the final time this fall Sunday against UT Martin. Morehead State currently sits at 6th place in the OVC standings. With the conference being so tightly contested, a win over the top-ranked Skyhawks could potentially vault the Eagles into the top four. The Eagles scratched out a point last week, battling SEMO to a scoreless draw after falling at Belmont earlier in the week. Coach Warren Lipka says the team will have to play a very clean game if they want to get a win.
They don't have a lot of weaknesses. They don't have a lot of superstars, but they're very well balanced and they're well coached and kind of similar to our. I mean, obviously the teams are in the top part. Is if you make mistakes, you know they'll punish you on that. So you know our idea is to eliminate any of these mistakes. Because once we eliminate those mistakes, people haven't scored on us.
Sunday's match also marks senior day for Caitlin Burdine, Katie Kielbasa, and Colleen Swift. as the three Eagles say farewell to Morehead State. The trio have led the team offensively, combining for 32 shots on goal and 5 goals in 2021. A ceremony honoring the three seniors will be held prior to game time. The match is set for kickoff at 2 p.m. And that's a check off sports. For WMKY, I'm Ethan Jenkins reporting.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from David Barber, a licensed realtor with the C. Roger Lewis Agency at 129 East Main Street in Morehead. Selling real estate locally since 1997, David Barber has taught real estate courses at Morehead State University for more than 20 years and securing loans for small business owners. Buying or selling a home, farm, or business, Realtor David Barber can be reached at 606-207-7877 at the C. Roger Lewis Agency in Morehead. That's 606-207-7877.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. All major averages finished the week higher, with the Dow Industrials rising to a record close. And the Dow Industrials did finish at 35,677.02, up 0.2% on the day. The S&P 500 was down 0.1% on weakness in tech stocks, finishing at 4,544.90. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 0.8% at 15,090.20. Intel and Snap helped pull the NASDAQ index lower, as Intel shares were down more than 11% after reporting weaker-than-expected sales and a revenue miss, for which it blamed the industry-wide chip shortage. Snap said its advertising business declined due to Apple's privacy changes. Snap shares sunk more than 25%. Social media stocks also dropped in general, with Facebook and Twitter pulling back 6% and 4% respectively. Several tech stocks did rise to all-time highs. Tesla shares extended their rally, rising 1% after hitting a new intraday high earlier in the morning. The stock closed 3% higher yesterday after posting record profit and revenue. Netflix, eBay, and Microsoft also climbed to new all-time highs. Despite the blips in the tech sector, overall earnings season has been terrific so far, boosting the broader market. Thus far in the third quarter, 84% of the 117 companies that have reported in the S&P 500 have beaten analysts' earnings estimates, and profits are on pace in the quarter to increase almost 35%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down 20 cents at 536, CSX up 41 cents at 3542, AEP up 38 cents at 8558, Marathon Petroleum up 49 cents at 67.52, Dollar General up $1.37 at 220.31, and U.S. Bancorp is up 56 cents to finish at 62.74. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Taking a look at the weather for the WMKY listening areas, tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Saturday partly sunny with a high near 60. Saturday night mostly cloudy skies with a low around 51. Sunday, a 3% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 71.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Alyssa White, Sarah Mead, Cassidy Stearman, Shamari Mosley, Ethan Jenkins, and Wiley Tanner. Our feature segment this afternoon was from commentator Dr. John Modaff. A special thanks to the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Hallie Adams and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.